evening. I can't come to the phone right now, but please don't hang up. There's something I've been meaning to tell you. At the sound of the beep, please take a comfortable seat next to your radio. Turn your dial to the vanishing point. Ready? Good. Wait for it now. Here comes the beep.
Hello, dear. It's your mother. Would you call me right away? Hi, Jude. It's Bonnie. I'll be home later this evening. Well, actually, I'm home right now, but I'll be going out in a little while, so don't bother calling back until sometime after 7. And if I'm not here, then I'm a liar. So I guess I'll talk to you later, then? I don't know. Am I supposed to say goodbye to this thing?
Hello?
Hi, Bonnie.
Oh.
I got your message.
Yeah, you got one of those machines, eh?
Yeah, they're handy things to have.
I'll bet. Maybe I ought to get one. How much did you pay for it?
Nothing.
What?
Mae Wallace gave it to me.
Your singing coach?
Well, not anymore. She's decided to retire, and
oh. She
felt she wouldn't be needing it anymore.
Oh, that was nice of her to lay it on you.
Yeah. She even left a little message on it for me, wishing me well and telling me how difficult it is for women singers and that I would need to be strong and single-minded about achieving my goals and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, did she ever have any kind of career herself?
I don't know. She never used to talk much about her background. But I always got the feeling from hearing her sing the odd lick that she was really something in her younger days.
Mm. Well, she seems to really believe in you.
Yeah, well, I guess she feels she's got a lot invested.
I'm sure she figures you could be doing a lot better than singing backup for Walker Bond, which is why I called, by the way.
Yeah?
He asked me to tell you that the rehearsal is off for tomorrow.
What?
He got a commercial and he's going to be in the studio all day.
A commercial?
Mm.
Where? Who hired him?
I think it was Les.
I thought so. Les offered me that same gig and I turned it down because I thought it was more important that we rehearse. I mean, that is a major concert that we're playing on Saturday, and we've got to get a lot tighter on some of those new tunes.
Well, yeah, I'm hip, but...
Well, didn't you tell him that?
Well, I mean, he's the front man, Jude.
Yeah, and what are we, eh? Just a couple of chick singers providing decoration. Listen, you and I have got to be featured more in the group.
Right.
Like, together and individually.
Damn straight.
And we've got to do some of those tunes that I wrote.
Uh-huh.
And we've got to be featured on them.
Well, call him and tell him.
Yeah. Yeah. I will. I'll call him right now.
Oh, no, you won't get him now because he's gone out.
Oh.
He said he'd be out tonight. That's why he asked me to call you.
Well, then, I'll leave a message on his answering machine.
Yeah, do that. And give him hell.
I've been with about a dozen groups, and it's always the same old story. Individuals putting themselves ahead of the band.
Yeah, always the same old story.
What is happening here?
Hmm?
Oh, the tape is running.
What tape?
On my answering machine. That's odd. I thought I'd turned it off. Hang on a sec. There. Now it's stopped.
Well, you let me know what develops, okay?
Right. I'll get back to you.
Mm.
Hello. You have reached the electronic answering service of Mr. Walker Bond.
Yeah.
If you leave your name and number, Maybe I'll get back to you.
Oh, how nice of you.
Just wait for the sound of the psychedelic tone.
Oh, who am I kidding? Hello?
Hello, dear.
Oh, Mom, I was just going to call you.
Uh-huh. So, how are you?
I'm fine.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, dear. The reason I called, something's come up which I think might interest you. Do you remember a young man who used to work for your father named Jim LaFave?
No.
Well, he's a very sharp young fellow. Mm-hmm. Anyway, your father ran into him the other day, and he started up a chain of electrolysis clinics.
Electrolysis?
For people with unwanted hair, you know.
Yeah. So, why would I be interested in hearing about that?
Well, if you just let me finish, dear. Now, he happened to mention to your father that he's looking for bright young people to run these operations. Mm. You can make up to $30,000 a year, and all you have to do is take a simple course.
You can't be serious.
I'm just asking you to consider it. Now, you've been at this music thing for almost 10 years, and you really haven't gotten anywhere with it. Sure, you're making a decent enough living and having a fun time.
Mother!
I'm only thinking of your future, dear. I don't want you to miss the boat. This is the sort of opportunity that could lead to security. Isn't that what you ultimately want? Security, hmm? Just tell me, yes or no. Do you want security or don't you?
Why do you make it so difficult?
Just answer yes or no.
No.
Now you know you're only saying that to antagonize me.
Oh, well, of course I want some sort of security. Who doesn't?
And do you think you're going to get it by flogging what appears to be a dead horse?
Is that what you think of my singing?
I'm not saying you don't have talent, but it takes more than that. It takes a special something, a strength, like what Judy Garland had, only she just couldn't sustain it. Poor thing.
I can work on that.
It's not something you can develop.
Things are starting to happen with this band I'm in now.
How long can you keep on being optimistic? 5 years from now, you'll be with another orchestra, and you'll be saying the same thing. And by then, it might be too late to even change careers. You won't have the stamina to work as hard as you have to in order to have security, which is your ultimate goal. You said so yourself. Just talk to this man. That's all I ask. Whatever you decide after that is fine with me. I only want you to look into this opportunity. Nothing more.
I really don't think that it's up my alley.
Well, maybe not. Who knows? But it's sure not going to hurt to look into it. Tell me how it could hurt just to go down there and talk to him. He's single, by the way.
Oh.
But that's irrelevant. The important thing is security. It may not be important to you now, but it will be someday.
Well, not again.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, no, I wasn't talking to you. It's just my machine keeps switching itself on somehow. Hold on a second.
Are you still there?
Yes.
You've got to start looking down the road at a more realistic future.
All right, Mother. I'll go see this guy.
Oh, you won't be sorry. He's at 1511 West 7th.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Jim LaFave. Don't ask me how you spell it.
Okay, I got it.
All right. Now, you call me afterwards and let me know how it went, okay?
Okay, I will.
Good. So, how's everything going?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, it's me.
Walker?
Were you sleeping?
No, just kind of meditating.
The rehearsal's back on.
What?
I found a sub for the session tomorrow, so that we can rehearse.
Yeah?
You're right. You're absolutely right. All that stuff you said.
Huh? What stuff?
The message you left on my machine.
Huh?
I really admire you for having the balls to tell me off like that.
I never left a message.
Oh, come on, Jude. Don't back down. I had it coming. And I'm a big enough guy that I can take it. You know, I guess I have been kind of self-possessed, and I have taken you too much for granted.
Walker.
Hey, but that's going to change, I promise you.
Walker.
I just hope there won't be any lingering resentment.
No, there won't be.
Oh, I'm glad. So, 10 o'clock tomorrow, then. And we'll work on some of those new tunes that you've written. And you'll be featured, of course.
Okay. Well, thanks.
That's terrific.
Yeah, so I'll see you then. And
yeah.
Thanks again for putting me straight.
Right.
Hello?
Okay, so what's the idea calling up Walker and pretending you're me?
What? Girl, what are you talking about?
I just talked to him. He got the message that you left on his answering machine.
I never left any message for Walker.
You imitated my voice.
That's crazy. I can't imitate your voice.
Sure.
Judy, I swear I never left any message for Walker pretending I was you. Why would I do a thing like that?
Well, who was it then? Not only would she have had to know me well enough to imitate my voice, but she'd have had to know that I was angry at him.
Judy, I'm telling you, it wasn't me. I just wouldn't do something like that. It would never even occur to me.
Well, who was it?
I have no idea.
Well, whoever it was, she sure knows how to get results.
Huh?
The rehearsal's back on.
What?
Also, it looks like we're going to be doing some of my tunes.
Hey, that's great!
Yeah.
Well, what did she say to him, whoever it was that called?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. I'm going to call Walker back and ask him to play me the tape.
Ah.
I should be able to identify the voice. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Reached the electronic answering service of Mr. Walker Bond. If you leave your name and number, maybe I'll get back to you. Just wait for the sound of the psychedelic tone.
Hi, Walker. Judy. Listen, could you call me first thing in the morning? It's very important. Thanks. Hello?
Hiya, bitch.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot I'm not supposed to refer to you that way.
Yeah. Walker, do something for me, will you?
Hmm?
Play me that message that I left you yesterday. I want to hear it.
You mean the last one?
Last one? No, no, the one before, where I tore a strip out of you.
But it's been erased.
Oh, you erased it?
No, you did. When you called to leave that last message, you recorded over it.
Of course, that should have occurred to me.
Why did you want to hear it? So you could relive the experience of decimating me?
No, never mind. Skip it. Could you pick me up for rehearsal?
I'll be happy to. Prepared to sing your lungs out?
Yeah, yeah, you bet.
Hello?
Hello, dear, it's me. How did it go with Mr. LaFave?
I never went, Mother. I have no intention of seeking a new career.
So you've decided that you don't want security?
I have security, Mother. I am secure in my conviction that what I am doing is best for me.
Perhaps for now,
I will not become involved in something for which I have neither the aptitude nor even the slightest interest.
Oh, darling.
I will continue with what I am doing. I am aware of how difficult it is to achieve the level of success that I desire, but I feel that as long as I have it in me to reach that goal, my resolve will not be shaken.
Judy.
I shall press on with the utmost confidence and efficiency. Those qualities, along with my inherent gift, provide me with all the security that I need. Can you appreciate that, Mother?
Well, I don't know what to say. I've never heard you sound like this before.
I have a cold.
I suppose if you feel that strongly about it, then I guess I shouldn't be interfering.
That's right, you shouldn't.
But you can understand why I was concerned.
Of course. But now you must learn to have faith in me.
Oh, I do.
Then I can expect not to hear any more about it.
No. No.
Goodbye for now, Mother. So after you hear the sound of the beep, then I'll get back to you.
Hello, Judy. This is Carl Wallace. Could you please get in touch with me whenever you have some time? Thank you.
Mom, listen, I never got a chance to go and see that guy, and...
I'm glad you called back, dear. I was feeling very upset over what you said earlier.
What? When? What did I say?
When I spoke to you this afternoon.
This afternoon?
Please don't think that I don't have faith in you.
Oh, you must mean yesterday. That was yesterday when we talked.
Just a couple of hours ago, when I called you.
But there were no messages left on the machine.
No, I spoke to you.
What?
What's the matter with you? Did you just wake up from a nap?
You spoke to me when?
This afternoon. Don't you remember? Has that cold affected your memory?
Cold? What are you talking about, Mother? You called here this afternoon, and you spoke to me, and I spoke back.
Judy, have you been taking drugs?
No. No, I've just had a lot on my mind. Could you just refresh my memory? Tell me exactly what I said when we talked earlier.
Well, you made some very strong points against pursuing another line of work. You were actually quite brusque. I was very upset after you hung up.
That wasn't me.
I beg your pardon.
I wasn't myself. I'm sorry that you were upset.
I just want you to know that your father and I have all the faith in you in the world, and we're behind you 100%. And I'm sure that with all you have going for you, you're going to make out just fine in whatever you do.
Well, thank you, Mother. That means a lot to me.
But don't you think it would be a good idea to get yourself an agent?
I think I already have one. Hello, Mr. Wallace. Is May there?
Who is this, please?
It's Judy Lyle.
Yes, Judy. What I had called about...
You called?
I'm afraid I have some very sad news. May passed away yesterday evening.
Oh, May.
She knew. We knew that she didn't have long to go. We'd been preparing for it as best as we could.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Wallace. I didn't know...
There was scarcely any suffering. She faced the end courageously and was pretty much satisfied that she had left nothing unamended. Mm. We can all take comfort in that, I guess.
I'm really... Well, this is such a shock to me. I wouldn't...
I believe that she left a message for you on the machine that she gave you. Mm. That was intended as a final farewell.
The message, yes, I remember it.
She greatly admired your talent, Judy.
Yes.
The promise that she saw in you made her reflect back on the promise which she felt she herself failed to live up to.
Oh, I see.
But it wasn't really that she failed, you see. Even though she was very gifted, she always thought of herself as just an ordinary person. Mm. And circumstances and events never indicated to her that she was destined for greatness, that her life would ever be anything but ordinary.
I see.
But after she got to know you, she saw that promise lies not in the stars, but in strength.
Yes.
And she wanted so much to instill in you the strength and determination that would earn you the success that would have been hers.
Mr. Wallace.
Yes.
Things have been happening to me. I mean, there's something going on that I don't understand. Tell me. You said that you'd called earlier.
Yes, this afternoon. I left a message on your machine.
I see. Well, I never got it.
You mean you didn't know that I was trying to reach you?
That's right. I just called to ask May about the machine that she gave me. It is just a machine, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't have any other capacity.
It's just a simple electronic device. I suppose in the light of today's technology, it might even be considered primitive. Mm,
that's just what I thought. Just a cold, straightforward, single-function machine.
Is it not doing its job?
Oh, no. Oh, no, it does its job. It might even do it better than I could. Hello?
Hello, dear. Have you got just a minute?
Yeah, of course.
I figure that you must be awfully busy. Otherwise, you'd be returning my calls.
Well, did you leave a message?
I left a message yesterday and this morning.
Oh. Well, this machine has been acting up.
I was beginning to think that I no longer mattered. Oh. I'm not just being melodramatic, either. There was something in your voice the other day. Oh, it really disturbed me.
That was nothing, Mother. I love you.
Well, I love you too, dear. And I was just wanting to know how your concert went on Saturday night.
It was great. It was absolutely the best we've ever been. And they were crazy about us. And Sid Ross was there. He handles all the top groups. He's interested in signing us. And that would guarantee us a record contract with a major company.
Uh-huh. And is there any money in it?
Oh, are you kidding? This could get me more security than you have ever dreamed of.
Well, that's nice. I just hope that all that success doesn't go to your head.
Well, you don't have to worry about me. I'll always be just a humble, ordinary girl. Hello?
Congratulations.
Bonnie?
I guess you must feel pretty proud of yourself.
What are you talking about?
Signing with Sid Ross.
Well, we should all be thrilled.
For you? Yeah, sure.
For all of us.
But it's just you that he's going to be handling.
Me?
How did you manage to convince him that he should promote you as a single?
Bonnie, what happened?
You tell me what happened. I thought you were happy with us, especially after Saturday night. We've never gelled so well as a band as we did that night. I don't know why you'd want to work with other musicians.
Is that what I told him?
Oh, come on, Judy, don't play games. Why didn't you at least tell us that you had solo ambitions?
But that's not how it is. Oh, this is really getting crazy.
I see how it is. It couldn't be clearer. You're in, we're out. You've apparently got that star quality and we don't.
No, Bonnie, no, I'm just like you. I plug away, I take my lumps. I don't want anything other than what I earn through just plain hard work and dedication and loyalty. Loyalty's as important to me as anything else. I am loyal. I wouldn't dump you guys. I wouldn't do that. Believe me, I wouldn't. Bonnie? Bonnie, are you there? Hello? Is anyone there? All right. What's going on? I'm talking to you, whoever you are. Are you listening? Well, listen then. Listen and get this straight. I don't want you pretending to be me, do you hear? I don't want it. I don't want you to do what you're doing for me. I want to have control over my own life, do you hear me?
Hi, this is Judy, and I'm not at home right now. If you care to leave a message...
Hello?
Please do so after
Hello?
You hear the sound of the beep.
You're not Judy, I'm Judy! I'm Judy, not you, and I want you to stop acting on my behalf, do you hear? Maybe you think I should be grateful, but I'm not. What I want from life, I can get for myself.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
Hello, who is this?
Hi, this is Judy.
Shut up! You're not Judy. I don't know who or what you are, but you're not me. Listen, I could very easily destroy this machine. I could take it and throw it right out the window.
You wouldn't want to do that, my dear.
No, and why not?
Because what you in fact would be destroying is your ambition.
I can be ambitious without you.
Yes. Do you think so?
Ambition doesn't matter to me anyway.
Are you certain of that?
Yes, yes, I am. It means nothing. It's dedication that matters. I don't need to be ambitious.
Are you absolutely certain of that? No.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Thank you.
I can't come to the phone right now, but please don't hang up. There's something I've been meaning to tell you. At the sound of the beep, please take a comfortable seat next to your radio. Turn your dial to the vanishing point. Ready? Hello? Good. Hello? Wait for it now. Here comes the beep.
Messages by David King. Featured in the cast were Gabrielle Rose as Judy Lyle, Nikki Cavendish as Bonnie Wright, Meredith Bain Woodward as Mrs. Lyle, Brent Applegarth as Walker Bond, and Joseph Scala as Carl Walker. The sound technician was Gene Lovrock, with sound effects by Joe Silva, and the production assistant was Dagmar Kafanka. Original music was by Bruce Riddell. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. Messages was produced and directed at CBC Vancouver by Don Kowalczyk. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. The best of Vanishing Point is now available across the country on audio cassette from CBC Enterprises. Look for Vanishing Point cassettes at your local cassette dealer. We're always happy to hear from our listeners about the plays and productions you hear on this series. You can send your comments to Vanishing Point, CBC Radio Drama, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, M5W1E6. Next week on Vanishing Point, we present The Shining Path, a new play by Steve Petch, winner of the 1984 ACTRA Award for Best Writer, Radio Drama. This CBC Toronto production features Michael Hogan, Chris Wiggins, and Robin Craig. Don't miss The Shining Path next week on Vanishing Point. Until then, I'm Stan Carew, wishing you good night.